This podcast is supported by St. Cloud Technical College. Not sure what field to pursue? SCTC offers general education courses. Enrollment information at 320-308-5000.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Mixed Feelings or Mixed Message?
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Madam, sir, I see you've had time to look over the menus. Are you ready to order?
Yes, I'll take the salmon.
It's customary for the lady to order first, but excellent choice. And for you, madam?
I'll have the chicken piccata.
Ah, exquisite.
Can you recommend some wine pairings?
Indeed, sir. For the lady, I suggest the delightful Pinot Grigio. It's slightly dry, yet with a gentle citrus finish that will complement the lemon and pepper flavors of the chicken.
Ooh, sounds good.
Okay, what about for me?
For you, sir, a choice. A Riesling or a newly arrived California Chardonnay.
I suppose those are good choices, but I'm feeling ambiguous.
Well, the Riesling is from Germany, sir. It's a little on the sweet side. The Chardonnay has a fruity nose, slightly oaky on the palate, and a buttery, smooth finish, which I think you'll find plays up the flavors of the salmon.
Yeah, I'm still ambiguous.
Frank, don't be rude.
Sir, I thought my explanation's more than adequate.
Yeah, you were fine. It's just my problem. I'm just, you know, ambiguous.
Your presence is quite obvious to me, sir.
No, I mean, I'm not sure if I like wine or if I dislike it.
Sir?
Good grief, garçon. He means ambivalent.
Yeah, that's it, ambivalent.
Fine, but do not call me garçon.
Way to go, Frank.
You're the one who called him garçon. He's going to spit in our food now, isn't he?
This week's topic on Grammar Grader addresses a couple of words that sound alike and come fairly close in meaning, yet can cause a bit of confusion. Ambivalent and ambiguous. This topic was suggested to us by Stephen, a listener from Aniwa, Japan. Thanks for the suggestion, Stephen. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, the noun ambivalence means the coexistence in one person of contradictory emotions or attitudes, such as love and hatred, towards a person or thing. Ambivalent is the adjective form, and it means having contradictory emotions, such as love and hatred, towards the same person or thing, or acting on or arguing for sometimes one and sometimes the other of two opposites. Taking a look at the Barnhart Dictionary of Etymology, the word ambivalent is actually rather new as far as words go. Given that the word describes an emotional state, it's not surprising that it was created by someone in the field of psychology. Ambivalent, or at least its German form, ambivalence, was coined in 1910 by German psychiatrist Eugen Bleuler, from Latin ambi, meaning both or in two ways, and Latin valentia, meaning strength. It was adapted into English shortly thereafter, and its forms were based on the word equivalent. The Oxford English Dictionary cites these early print examples. From the Lancet, 1912.
Ambivalency, a condition which gives to the same idea two contrary feeling tones and invests the same thought simultaneously with both a positive and a negative character.
And here's another from a 1913 issue of the candidly titled American Journal of Insanity.
This ambivalency leads, even with normal people, to difficulties of decision and to inner conflict.
This useful word was quickly embraced by people outside the psychological field. The Oxford English Dictionary says that by 1929, ambivalent was firmly established in literary and general use. In 1947, C.S. Lewis...
C.S. Lewis? Cool!
Awesome! We love the Chronic!
What?
Cools of Narnia! I said the Chronic!
What?
Cools of Narnia!
Yes, one and the same. C.S. Lewis, who wrote the Chronicles of Narnia...
Awesome!
...acknowledged the newness of the word ambivalent in this passage from his 1947 theological volume, Miracles.
Death is what some modern people would call ambivalent. It is Satan's great weapon and also God's great weapon. It is holy and unholy, our supreme disgrace and our only hope.
In typical conversation and writing, ambivalent is used to express mixed feelings.
I'm ambivalent about seafood. I guess I could take it or leave it.
I'm ambivalent about baseball. Basketball is my sport.
In sharp contrast to ambivalent, ambiguous is a much older word. The Oxford English Dictionary traces citations of it back to the 1500s. That dictionary says that ambiguous can mean doubtful, questionable, indistinct, obscure, not clearly defined, or having more than one interpretation or explanation. A popular synonym for ambiguous is the word vague.
I don't like stories with ambiguous endings. I think that's why I like mysteries. Everything comes to a neat conclusion.
My brother invited me for dinner at his new place, but he never names a specific date. It's always ambiguous, as in, let's get together sometime.
It's easy to see how these words wander fairly close to one another in meaning and can get confused. We hope these explanations help clear up some of the...
Oh, don't say it.
Some of the...
No.
Don't.
Clear up some of the ambiguity.
No. Your meal, madam. And for you, sir.
Ooh, looks good. Smells great, too.
Yeah, this all looks wonderful. And I'm sorry about that stuff earlier.
Very well, sir.
You didn't do anything to our food, did you?
Well, sir, perhaps I did, perhaps I didn't.
Wow, now that's ambiguous.
Precisely, sir.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Oxford English Dictionary and from the Barnhart Dictionary of Etymology. Special thanks this week to Ewan Kerr for providing the voice of C.S. Lewis. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, John Ryan, and Amy Hyatt Blatt. Our producer is Jen Houck. Our executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. To share your thoughts and participate in the discussion, visit us at grammargrader.gather.com.